Welcome everyone to a special Monday night tell-all slash diaries edition of 90 Day Fiance Fridays with George, Shabuti, and Gina.
Welcome, everybody.
What's
Hello, everybody.
so how did you like this third episode of the tell-all?
Was okay. It wasn't a Tom Cruise night or anything, but it was okay. It was filler, for the least important people, but it was fine.
I ran
Was better than last week, I think, in my opinion.
Oh, I ran a Twitter poll, and then I said, "How is, the tell-all part three?" And it had three options. One was amazing, middling, and then the last option is a clunker. And 47% said a clunker, 37% said middling, and 16% said amazing.
Oh, people thought it was amazing. That's interesting.
So 16% of the producers thought it was
Poll,
amazing. I'm kidding.
I on your poll, I picked middling. That was my pick that I when I voted.
Well, again, it's a situation where like the lat the preview of the future episodes are like the most interesting thing of the whole night. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I felt like there wasn't, it was a one trick pony. We got what they said we were gonna get. There was nothing extra. There was no surprises. There was no, oh my God, that shocking moment. So, yeah. I mean, we got some scenes with Benny, and he finally was kind of admitting that he cheated on Ari, which is kind of what she's been trying to get him to do all along.
And then what was Ari's like? Remind me, what was Ari's like explanation? Like, she kept the passwords because he was getting scammed or something?
Well,
Extorted.
okay. So in the beginning,
Allegedly.
first when she first got to the house resort, she said that she took the passwords because he was talking to other women. Then when her mom shows up, Janice shows up, the mom is like, "Well, the real reason why Ari took the passwords was because he was getting scammed by women. They wanted stuff from him." And my first question was, "Well, wanted what? Because he doesn't have any money." Like what would you extort from someone who doesn't have any money? So that was my first question, 'cause I was like, well, what did they want from him specifically? 'Cause I'm not saying that he wasn't getting extorted, 'cause a lot of times famous people they talk to people in DMs, or they send them nudes, or they send them a text message, and then they screenshot it and they're like, oh, I'm gonna tell everyone what you did. But my question would be, what did they want from him specifically? Because Benny ain't got no money as far as I know, right? Like, he's no baller. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what were they trying to get out of him?
I don't know. I mean, I know he drives Uber, so maybe they wanted like a discount on a ride home, ride from the Las Vegas airport.
That's called Uber One. Everybody gets that. It's $10 a month and you get Uber Cash. I have Uber One. Everybody gets that.
But no, I mean, other than like clout, or they're like a 90 Day super fan and they're just like up to some bullshit.
I mean, it confused me because I was like, I get it, being a public figure or whatever, you will get extorted, you will get taken advantage of. But I was like, what did they think he could give them? Because he ain't he I mean, he says he does work, he does like his gigs and his dancing and stuff, but he said
Maybe.
over and over and over that he doesn't make as much money doing that as, to make a living. He could never make a living doing that.
Maybe they wanted to extort him for some Super Bowl tickets.
Do you think he got tickets from performing?
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure he got paid for his appearance, but it wouldn't have been enough to actually get Super Bowl tickets.
True. So.
Y'all know Super Bowl tickets cost a hell of a lot of money, like a hella lot of money. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, so I don't know what the whole extortion thing was about, but it was funny on the preview for the future tell-all episodes where Gino said, when they said, like safe sex, he says maybe Matt has a small dick and the rubber fell off.
Yeah, I heard that. That was actually hilarious. And I stand by Gino for that. Gino needs to speak that way. The way that he got screwed over this tell-all and the way they made him look, I stand by Gino for that. And, they do make big ones for big people, but they don't make little ones for little people. So maybe Gino is on to something.
True, yeah, I like that. And then I'm trying to remember, and then the preview of the future tell-alls that had Sophie and Rob arguing, and then what's Sophie's bestie's name?
Oh, you're thinking of Kay? I think her
Yeah.
name is Kay, right?
Kay comes
It's
on.
Kay. Yeah, Kay. The girl that she lived with in Texas.
Yeah, I guess she comes on and then they reiterate, she reiterates that she's straight, so she hasn't hooked up with Sophie. And then Sophie reiterates that Rob is allegedly gay and she has screenshots, so that happens.
Well, yeah, I knew that they were gonna go there because I heard about the conversation. And I think that it makes Sophie look really bad because Sophie, who's a bisexual woman herself, which is what she said on the show, to shame someone for being part of the LGBTQ community when she's a part of the LGBTQ community is so hypocritical and it's so vile. You know, that's like you can do it, but he can't. Situation, and you know, I think it makes her look really bad. Nothing made her look good, right? I've never been a Sophie fan, but this makes her look really stupid. Like, I just don't like how she's turning on her own kind. Like, you're part of the LGBT community, now you're turning on him because he's a part of the LGBT community, allegedly. He says he's not, even if he is. I don't care, but I think it's crazy that she's making it something that he should be ashamed of when it's something that she is.
But is she really? Have we ever seen her with a chick? Like, obvious, like Chantal? Like, is she really, though?
She's probably give me three drinks lesbian or bisexual, right? Like, if she drinks enough, she'll make out with a girl. I mean, but I do think when she was staying with Kay that she was probably messing around with Kay, but I do think that Sophie likes to get dick down. I do believe that. Like, she just looks like the type that likes to get dick down. But I think that she is probably bisexual. I think she was messing around with Kay. I believe that.
Oh yeah, no, I believe that too, but she hasn't made anything actually like public, like a relationship public or anything like that with a
Well,
female.
right. Because she's probably, it's fun to hook up with a female. It's not a relationship, it's just fun. There are some girls that are like that. They'll hook up with girls, but they're not going to be in a full-blown relationship and tell their family that they're with a girl. They won't go that far, but they're not above hooking up with girls, you know, every now and then.
Like the whole Kay and Sophie thing, Sophie would strikes me as if they were going to hook up, Sophie strikes me as a type to make Kay do all the work and she just lies there and then she doesn't reciprocate. That way she could say she's like not full on gay.
Like a
Oh,
starfish.
yeah.
Yeah, like a starfish, or like the there's a thing in the gay male community where if the guy says he's a top, they think that it makes them less gay than if they were on the bottom. Or that's like a thing that I saw on a comedy show or something, and he was like, y'all are all gay. He was like, just one whoever's pitching and whoever's receiving, it's still gay. You know, like I don't know why people think that that matters. It's like, why do people think that they can't be whatever their sexuality is, just be who you want to be. Like, don't even, it doesn't matter how gay you are or how straight you are, just be exactly who you are.
Because I remember, like, on the Last Resort, where they're doing that, like, activity where you lick, like, paint off your partner, and then she wouldn't even, for the sake of the show, like, lick Rob's nipples.
I do remember that. Oh my gosh, I do remember that.
It's like,
Yeah.
if she's not gonna suck Rob's nipples, she ain't gonna eat Kay's box. Pardon my French.
Oh, so you think that she. Oh, that's a very interesting observation. So, wait, do you think that Sophie is one of those girls that doesn't give blowjobs?
I feel like if I using the correlate, you know, continuing my line of thinking, that I guess that would be like my line of thinking, maybe.
You know, there are some girls that won't do it.
No, there's a lot of actually, well, a lot of pretty girls don't do it because
Yeah.
they don't need
Exactly.
in the sense that they're really hot.
And when you said that, she wouldn't even lick his nipples. I was like, ah, so that probably means if she won't lick his nipples, she's not putting that in her mouth. So I was like, I wonder if she's one of those girls. You know, those girls are really, you know, a lot of guys, that's a huge turnoff. Like if the girl won't do that, like that's like a deal breaker for a lot of guys. So that is, and no offense, Sophie's good looking, but she would have to do that for me to give her the time of day. No
True.
offense, right? Like no offense, he would have to, and reciprocate. You know, I'm a logical, decent person, but like it's not. I can't do that type of relationship where you don't do that. Especially, she's not hot enough Like there are really, really, really hot girls that I would consider being in a blowjobless relationship for, but Sophie's not one of those girls.
I'll co-sign your sentiments.
I don't want to sound like a pig. I don't want to sound like a pig, but I'm just saying, like, if it's like my dream girl, then we can negotiate. But if it's just like a
Well, here's the question you gotta ask me. You gotta give it like a hypothetical, like, okay, would I be in a relationship with Liz under those circumstances?
Oh yeah, okay. So
Yeah,
yeah.
you.
Liz is your 90-day crush. So say for instance, you shoot your shot and you make the shot, you make the free throw, and y'all are out, and she's like, yeah, let's see what happens. But just so you know, no blowjobs. I don't do that. Where do you go from there? Do you say, you know what, let's just stay friends? Or are you like, okay, let's see how this pans out? Like, how do you move forward?
Damn, I shouldn't ask you nothing because that's a hard nugget. That's a hard hypothetical.
Because there's only like probably three girls on this planet that I would even consider being in a relationship with that wouldn't do it. So
mean,
it's like, it's not a.
for one, I would make the question wouldn't be if I would make sweet, passionate love with her or not. The question would be would I want to be in a long-term relationship under those circumstances? Because
Correct.
obviously, I would still make sweet, passionate love to her, you know, just without whatever she wasn't offering.
But do you consider good sex to not include that?
No,
I
I
feel
well, no, I to me, I would cons I feel like that's a super important. Stop laughing, Gina. Shut up.
I'm just wondering, how did this turn into a
Anyway, yeah,
radio call-in show?
it's a key integral part.
Right. I mean, I consider a good night of good sex would contain that and a reciprocation of that. Like, you know how there's some people that just have sex, and then they're done? No foreplay, no, like, that's weird to me.
You
Like, I've.
know, I swear, George, we have like the same brain in a lot of ways.
Right? Like, that's so weird. Like, I hear people, they're just like, oh no, they just literally just have sex. Like, the actual act, they don't do no foreplay. They don't be licking nothing, sucking nothing. And I'm like, that's like, how do you do that? There's like appetizer, meal.
Entree and dessert.
Right, like I don't understand how people go straight to dessert and they skip the appetizer, they skip the meal, they skip the drinks. And it's like, that's so weird to me because for me, it's all part of the process. Like sex involves all of those things. So it's weird to me that there's people that live a life where it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like the whole build up and all that stuff and everything. But yeah, so I dated a chick once where yeah, she was really pretty, but she fell under that category where she was like too pretty to like do anything other than lie there like a dead fish, and she wouldn't give any oral or anything.
Well, I also learned that the girls that don't do that, there are guys that they would do it for. But it's like, it has to be like Justin Bieber. It has to be like their dream guy, right? Like they have this guy in their mind. Maybe he was in One Direction, you know, whatever girls were into. They don't do it for regular dudes. But if an NBA player was around, she would do it for that dude because that dude is not just any dude.
Yeah, and then you know it's and then along the same lines of this conversation, I retweeted one of our fans, which was Canton, who's also a Patreon subscriber, and she said, I was listening to the podcast and pulled up to the Target to get my pickup order. The employee approached my car, so I rolled down the window, and all you hear is you guys talking about cat and eggplant. I couldn't help but laugh. Love y'all.
Wait, so they were at the Target mobile order pickup and the people heard the conversation. Oh my God, that's crazy. Crazy. Remember I told you one time I was sitting at a red light and I was listening to the playback and I was laughing really loudly and the people in the car next to me, they were like, "What are you listening to that's so funny?" And I was like, "Oh, look up 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on Spotify." I was like, "You'll get it," or whatever, because they were like, "You've been laughing." Cause you know the red lights here, they're like 5 minutes long. So like, you've been laughing the whole time we've been sitting here. I was like, "Oh, you don't even know." I was like, "It's funnier than it is." So I had to tell them that. So that's funny that. Was she embarrassed though? Like, I don't know. I feel like I might have been embarrassed if people heard that conversation. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Well, she's a super fan, so super fans, they're cool. They don't mind. Okay, any other like tell-all things before you switch to diaries? Do well, do
Also,
you did you think Janice
in the chat,
contributed?
yes.
Do you think Janice contributed anything worthwhile?
Well, she brought up that the part where Benny was being extorted, which kind of was trying to, in actuality, she was trying to make Ari look a little better because Ari didn't give a real reason why she took his social media other than she didn't like that he was talking to other women. So Janice was probably there to kind of dig her out of the ditch because she didn't tell anyone like why she took his social media. She was just like, well, I don't want him to be able to talk to other women, so I took his social media. But then Janice was like, oh no, he was being extorted and she was trying to protect him. So I think that her whole purpose was to try to make Ari look like less of a C word. But I'm sorry, Ari is just a C word, like in my opinion. Like she doesn't really. She doesn't when what I knew she was a C word when I realized that she didn't have any female friends. We were talking about how her and Julia were getting into this argument. I was like, I remember back when she did the season when her and Ari were new, and you know, you got to produce family, you got to produce a friend or two to come on the show. The only person that she could get on the show was her ex-husband. No women. She has zero female friends. And I was like, it's questionable when other women don't have at least one friend that's a woman, because women, I feel like they bond so much better and they connect emotionally better with other women because women are very emotional creatures. So I feel like when you ask a woman who their best friends are, like 70% of the time it's another woman. So when I realized that she doesn't play well with women, that's how I realized that she's just a bad person, right? Because I was like, women usually team up against men. So how is it that you hate women and men? Like, who do you like?
You know, it's real quick. I don't want to like get too sidetracky, but like my ex, she was one of those people that like, in terms of like the workplace, she didn't get along with any women in the workplace.
But she had women friends outside of work, though.
A few, but not that many. But especially at work, though, she didn't get along with women at work, though, mainly.
See, I've managed a lot of places, and there were, oh my God, we got to stop getting off subject. But I managed a Hollywood Video. I'm aging myself. I was like 18 or 19, and I had an assistant manager, and then like whatever the position was below that, like a team lead, shift lead, and it was two women, and
Oh, God.
all they did was fight with each other. They hated each other. They could not get along with each other. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I guess I don't know, to be honest. They just every time I would come to work, one of them would just talk to me for 45 minutes about how the other one wasn't doing their job right and how they were lazy and how they were stupid and how their Steve Madden shoes were fake. And it was just like it was this whole thing. So I always question when women have like this anger or hatred towards other women because I feel like women should stick together because, you know, the world is always taking a advantage towards men. So I feel like it's important that women stick together and build themselves up because the world doesn't do that. So when I see women tearing each other down, it always makes me raise my eyebrow. I was like, so if you can't get along with other women, you know, there's an issue with you.
And then on the show Tell All, like Ari called Julia the C word.
Yeah, she called her the C word, but it was in a between the sheets interview, and she didn't know they were gonna play it at the. So first she texted her, she was like, oh, I don't like you, you're such a bitch or something. But then she said it was a joke. But then afterward, I think Julia went and showed the text to like Jasmine and Stacy, and she didn't tell them that Ari said it was a joke. So then after that got back during the Between the Sheets interview, she's like, oh, she's just an effing cunt or I can't or something along the lines of that. And Julia's like, that's the worst word that you could call anyone. And she's such a mean person. And I was like, Ari, it's funny because she's like, I got to the house or I got to the resort. And I was like, it's nice that I'm bonding with other women. And I was like, when did we see her bonding with other women? I was like, she was usually not there, absent or starting shit. So I was like, when did you think you were bonding with anybody? I was like, in order for women to like you, you have to at least listen to them, give them the time of day, pretend like you care about what they're going through. Like, you didn't do any of that. So why did you think that you were going to be bonding with any of these women when the only person that you were worried about was you?
True. And then let me do a
So not an Ari fan. Like, for real, I'm so not. I cannot with her.
Yeah, no, forget Ari. 'Cause I made a post on Instagram just kind of reiterating the fact that there's still two more episodes left of the tell all. And then I don't know if you saw that picture of like Gail King after her little space exploration today.
I did.
Yeah,
I saw all of the pictures and videos
she
from
looks all
that.
miserable.
I mean, that's probably me if y'all got me to get on a boat.
Yeah.
Because I would look like, oh, y'all done got me to kill myself. Because I know in the back of her mind, she was like, what if this thing blows up? Because that's what I was thinking. So yeah, when I saw her face, I was like, that would be me if Gina convinced me to go on a cruise. That's exactly how I would look. I'd be
Yeah, just
like,
real quick. Oh, let me just read my own caption. But it said, I said, we'll hopefully talk later on 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Monday, hopefully. But and then I said, but they're dragging it. No one gives a rat's dingleberry about an Ari update. Literally, the only relevant people on the tell-all are Gino, Jasmine, Robin, by association, Sophie. Everyone else is a bore, full stop. If you're gonna give us five episodes, those are the only people we need to be seeing. Sigh.
yeah, that's very accurate. See, when we were talking to Devin, and they were saying how she said they put the really big name people in one hotel. So Jasmine, Gino, Rob, and Sophie would all be in the nice hotel. And then Julia, Florian, Stacy, all the non-factors, they would all be in the Motel 6 because they didn't bring anything to the they didn't bring anything to the show. And then they would there it would be a 2-hour car ride from New Jersey for them to get to the studio because they didn't bring anything. It's like you bring something to the table and then you get better treatment. Because I was like, y'all are definitely Motel 6 material at this point.
True. And
Howard Johnson.
then before we switch over to diaries, should I, like Sherry from Canada, should I read her nice comment she left us in the Patreon member chat?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see this. Wait, did I
Yes.
see?
I think you saw it because I think you liked it, I assume.
Oh, okay, yeah, but I don't. So read it again because I don't remember.
Y'all read it for the fans. And but she does mention the cost, but that's in Canadian dollars, so don't get freaked out, Americans. But anyway, she says, oh my God, I love you guys. Great show. I fell asleep early the last 4 nights, so I'm very happy to be able to listen to your show when I'm home, chilling out, or doing housework. Love, love, love. Also, it's so cheap to subscribe to Patreon. And she says, well, just for US dollars, I think it's like $5. But she says, it's $8.99 for me because of our Canadian dollar is crappy. But I just skip grabbing a Starbucks treat once a month. I'm sure it's a lot cheaper than the United States dollars. It's so much fun to be a part of this and to have met so many new friends. Thank you at Shibuti, at George and Coco and Gina. It's so great to be part of this, even though I'm old enough to be any of y'all's moms.
Oh, ew. That was sweet. I love that.
Yeah, so that was very nice. So thank you to our super supporters that make us push through.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I was like, we have to do this. So we have to watch these shows and endure this so you don't have to if you don't want to. Right? Like, and we're gonna find some humor and entertainment in it, even when it's really difficult to find, right? Like sometimes I feel like we're searching for a missing person in a wooded area, trying to find entertainment in this at this point. Because sometimes we're watching shows that are just not entertaining anymore, but we're searching and finding that needle in a haystack to make sure everybody laughs.
True. All right, let's go to diaries. The only couple I was interested in, I mean, I know we're friends with David and Annie, but the only couple I'm interested in was like Cara and Guillermo.
Of So we're finally getting the storyline. So I told y'all about the job thing. Remember, I told y'all that like last year, right? I'm pretty sure he quit his job, and that's when shit started getting rough in their relationship. So now we know he quit his job to go back to school. I think I told y'all this already. I didn't realize that it was pilot school. I just knew I was told he was going back to school and he quit his job. And I think I thought he worked at a restaurant, but he actually was managing a restaurant inside of a hotel. So he was a hotel manager. So now we're getting a little more insight on, how the beginning guys.
And I told y'all, I first did an interview with her last July, and she kept saying weird stuff because she was like, well, because I kept asking her questions about him, and she kept saying like really mean stuff. Because I was like, what's it like co-parenting? She's like, I don't co-parent. She's like, I do everything, and I take care of this family. And she kept saying like stuff that you wouldn't normally say when you're still in love. And that was kind of my first inclination that things were going bad. So now we're finally seeing, what went down. And I think Guillermo looks at it as you have to do whatever I ask because you brought me over here. So he doesn't see it as, yeah, I'm going to quit my job and go back to school. And I don't care who pays this mortgage because it's not my house. It's not my responsibility. So I think because he kind of was her boy toy, right? She brought him over here. And I don't think that he thought he was going to have to work. I think he thought that he was coming over here to be a kept man. And I think that he didn't realize that he was going to actually have to take care of the family. I think that wasn't something that he realized before he got here.
True. I mean, like, what did he expect, though? It's not like Kara is like buku rich before he was with her.
I think when people come from third world countries, anything American is rich. So like, because I've watched the show for a long time, and a lot of times they just describe it, even when the American is like, oh, well, I don't make a lot of money or I don't have a lot of stuff, that doesn't faze them because they're like, well, whatever you make, it's 5 or 10 times more than what I make or what we could make. And they just look at it as no matter what the situation is, it's going to be better than what I'm in now. And I think that they don't really care. Like, because how many times have we been watching couples and the person will tell the person, I can't afford that, I don't have the money, and it just goes in one ear and out the other, and they still expect the world from them. Because in their opinion, all Americans are filthy rich. Because that's what they see on TV, that's what they see on movies. And when you watch reality shows and you watch sitcoms, it does look like everybody's sitting pretty. Right? I've noticed it. I didn't notice it before, but when I saw all of the foreigners kept saying it, and I'll keep watching like regular TV shows, regular sitcoms, it does look like everybody's house is huge. Everybody's got more than they need. Everybody's balling. It does appear that way when you're from the outside looking in.
And then I did like a live tweet, I guess, about that scene where they were kind of arguing in their living room. And then I said, like, there's nothing more awkward than self-recording yourself having an argument with your soon-to-be ex-wife, laugh out loud. So I always find that cringe when they're recording themselves arguing.
It is weird. It's totally strange because it's rehearsed. Because when they are recording, so they had to say, okay, ready, hit record, and then, okay, let's argue. Like, people don't typically argue on demand. So you're right. It's super cringe and weird because that they had to rehearse the scene first and then hit record and then start acting really pissed off at each other. So I can't imagine how cringy and awkward that whole situation would even be.
True. Now, did you realize, like, when they're filming these like awkward scenes, that they have like a producer like zoomed in and looking over their filming?
Yeah, there's a person that is, I don't know if it's like on FaceTime or on Zoom or whatever it is, but yeah, there's someone overseeing. And like when they film a scene, the producer will say, like, that wasn't it, and then they'll give them notes and then they'll redo it. But yeah, there's no one physically there, but yeah, there's someone overseeing it. So when they finish filming, that person makes sure that they have all the scenes and footage that they need before they submit everything. So yeah, there is somebody, because they don't just tell them, okay, go record it and then send it to me, and then they send it in and then they don't have anything that they can use. Yeah, there is someone overseeing it, like through video call.
Yeah, they're on a video call, like producing remotely, kind of.
Yeah, kind of like directing and giving advice on what to say, how to make it appear. It's just really weird, and I hate to hear stuff like that because it kind of ruins it for me, because it makes it more fake. It's harder to take it for what it is, because you're like, oh, this is really, really weird, because this is so produced. Like, they literally are telling them how to fight. Because in a relationship, you don't need anybody to tell you how to fight. If you're gonna fight, you're just fighting.
Now, were there any other interesting couples tonight for you to talk about? I mean, there Carr is the only one I give as I Carr and because I'm friends with them. So I'm friends with Carr, so I care. I'm friends with David, so I care. But anyone else that's worthy to talk about?
Oh, well, Emily and Kobe were on and they did their house tour, but we've already seen their house tour. They did one on Pillow Talk. And David and Annie's story, the only thing that I thought was interesting was when he was telling the family his daughter Ashley wasn't there. And Ashley's been pretty present on the show. Like she was on when they're on their first season, and because she didn't want him to marry Annie. And then he talked about having more kids but way back when, and she threw a drink in his face. So then when he announced the kid, Ashley wasn't there. And I was like, that's a missed opportunity because Ashley was good TV. Because you remember on that one episode, she was like, if you marry her, you can kiss your grandkids goodbye. We don't want nothing to do with you. And he literally looked her in the face and was like, bye. And she, like, tossed
And
a
threw a
drink.
drink at him.
So I was like, this is a missed opportunity to not have Ashley here because Ashley is that crazy reaction that everybody wants. He did have his son there, though. His son
Yeah, that's what I was gonna. I was waiting for my moment to say, yeah, son was interesting to look at.
Yeah, you remember the son back in the day, right after him and Annie got married, there was a weird situation where the son shot himself in the face. Do you remember that? And he had to
Oh, right.
move in with David and Annie so he could be taken care of. And nobody really knows what happened. We speculated it could have allegedly been a suicide attempt, but David said that it was more along the lines of he had the gun and it went off. But nobody really gave a real concrete what happened, because a lot of people said that it was a suicide attempt, but David kept trying to say, no, he had the gun and it went off and it was just an unfortunate incident. And we never know if he really tried to hurt himself or not. We don't know, but we do know that he kind of pissed at his dad for starting a new family, because David admitted on the show that he was a bad dad, right? He was super absent for both of his kids. So him starting a new family, I knew his kids were going to have reservations about that, because it's like, if you weren't a dad to your kids that you have now, how are you going to be a dad to the kids that you have later without it being a slap in the face to the kids you neglected, you
Well,
know?
it's kind of like Jasmine. How are you going to be a great mom now when you're a shitty mom, like a month ago?
Well, because she's just going to be a shitty mom.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I hate to say that because it's not true. There is, you can't, you know, one person is a cheater, always a cheater, once a cheater, always a cheater, or once a bad person, always a bad person. That's not true, because there are times, because I've seen stories where people were like a crackhead when they had their first kid. And, you know, they obviously didn't do things right by that kid. And then they got clean and sober, or say they went to prison and they turned their life around. They got clean and sober. And now they are amazing people. I don't want to say amazing people, but amazing parents compared to who they were, you know, when that first kid was born. So it's possible for you to start out as a shitty parent and then end as a good parent. It is possible. I don't want to say it's not possible, because everyone that we see David on social media, and he is being a very present dad for this little girl. But I can't imagine how that makes his existing children feel, because they didn't get any of that. So I know it's like a horrible, jealous feeling, right? Like, I can't even imagine.
And again, I don't want to like bet. I'm not trying to. I'm friends with David, so I don't want to like say anything untoward his son, but he looks like he could use a little vitamin D.
Yes, he could. I mean, I don't, we're not, I'm not super familiar with David's son. He was only on the show on that first season very briefly, and then we saw him come back on their Happily Ever After season when they were taking care of him when he had that wound to the face. And then that's all I really know about him. He's not very vocal. He's not present on social media, so I don't know enough about him to judge.
Yeah.
But I personally love the David and Annie story, and I think David went from the most hated villain to one of the most loved people. So I tell people all the time that, like, when I have cast members reach out to me and they're like, oh, I hate it, I'm a villain, everyone hates me, I just want to delete my social media, the go-to story I tell the cast members, I was like, Look at David and Annie. Everyone hated David. David had the worst reputation. People were mad at him because they felt like he was abandoning his family to be with Annie. Now, look, he's 90-day royalty. Everyone respects him. Everybody's rooting for their relationship. They're doing amazing. So I was like, you just got to give it. People will only hate you until they learn about a person they hate more. So I was like, that's kind of how David had to deal with it. They hated him until the next person came along that they hated more, and then everybody let it go.
True. And then one thing also, I think I heard, like, I know we had the discussion where we said sometimes, like, a friend on the diaries, a friend might record, like a third person. But then I also heard potentially, depending on who's, if they're the big shots, they may have like a, they may bring like a PA production assistant in tow to help them film too. So,
Well, not usually. I
not
guess
usually, but
not.
there, I heard it does happen.
It depends. I guess it depends on who you are. But yeah, it's possible. Like, for instance, if you can't get good video on your own and you're big enough in the 90-day world, like, for instance, David and Annie, if you noticed, they had someone filming with them. They weren't holding the camera themselves in money when they went to the doctor, when they went to the embryo place, there was someone filming them. So I'm wondering if they did have a production assistant there to help. But David and Annie, again, like I said, they both got 1 million followers each on Instagram. They're a huge deal. So, like I said, depending on how big you are in the 90-day universe, you might get that.
Yeah, so that's a little
Yeah,
funny.
it didn't look like someone, like a friend or a family member, had filmed that going to the doctor's office. It looked legit, like production.
Well, yeah, the camera wasn't shaky, and it also didn't look like a phone camera when they were out at the office, the doctor's office and stuff. At the restaurant, it did look like a phone camera, but when they were out at the doctor's office, it looked like a real camera. Because you can tell the difference between an iPhone and a film camera. It's just impeccably different. The quality is better. It's better HD. It's better pixelation. You can just
It's
tell.
better specs. Yes.
It did look like somebody was filming them from a camera, an actual camera, when they were out.
True. Yeah, well, this episode of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Monday was is meant to be short. Any other like people you want to talk about before we end it?
No, that was it. It was it, 'cause nothing really happened with Emily and Kobe. They just did their little party, which they had a bunch of people show up to. And the Cara and Guillermo, I knew, oh my gosh, I've known about this for so long. So it's nice for it to finally come to fruition so we can finally get some answers, because Kara's been very tight-lipped. She don't want nobody to know until it aired. So now we'll finally get the answers that we want.
Yeah, Kara, if you could like text me back though, it would make me feel, I don't want to have like a Liz-like meltdown. No, I'm kidding. No, but to answer you, I never answered the question about Liz. I still don't know the answer. So maybe on Friday we could rehash that hypothetical.
Well, yeah, and then we'll add some guys from the 90 day, and we'll ask the girls too.
We'll ask
What
Coco.
guys? There's not much, there's a very slim pickings.
We'll ask Coco, like, would you be in a long-term relationship with so-and-so, but he'll never go down on you, Coco?
Well, yeah, and then we'll get the women's perspective as well. Because, for me, there's like maybe three women in the whole world that I would even consider. And they're so famous that they don't even know I exist anyway, so it wouldn't happen anyway. But like, that's a deal breaker for me, because I feel like that's a part of it. It's a part of the package.
Because also it's like, it's all, you can kind of extrapolate it. It's like the person that's not doing that for you, they're also not making you a freaking sandwich ever either.
Well, yeah, the person that's too good to go down is also too good to cook for you, too good to help. If you, like, say for instance, you fall on hard times and you need help, and you like, hey, I can't afford the mortgage this month. Can you help? I'm having a rough time. They're not going to help you.
Yeah, by the way, I shouldn't have used the like sandwich metaphor. I should have put it in these words. They're not a nurturer, is what I was trying to say.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you shouldn't say that a woman is supposed to make you a sandwich.
No, yeah.
But I knew what you meant though. Like
I
when
knew what you meant too.
I had to correct myself, because there's a lot of Shibuti haters out there that want to like take me out of context. All I meant is they're not much of a nurturer.
Well, right. Like if you need help, I want to be in a relationship where we're equal. So like if I needed help, they would help me. If they needed help, I would help them. Sometimes it's an imbalanced relationship. Like remember George and Anfisa? If George needed help, Anfisa
Oh,
wasn't gonna
Lord.
help him, right? She wasn't gonna help him. She wasn't gonna give him 45 cents. She wouldn't give him oxygen if he needed it to live. She didn't care about him. I want to be in a relationship where we care about each other to the point where we would help each other.
True. So I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah, it's a good note. So two more parts to this tell-all. So
Oh, God, dreading it.
yeah, if you didn't listen to our Sunday night episode, I know we were a smidgen vicious, but I thought it was an entertaining episode.
No. No,
It
you
was
guys
a
weren't.
little harsh. I
It
think
was not.
I called someone a C word, didn't I? Like it was kind of harsh.
It was taken out of context. It wasn't directed to anybody. That wasn't true. So no.
I think I called Mina a Wednesday morning stripper.
Yeah.
It was a
But
little harsh, right?
it's also the truth.
It was also an informative podcast because we learned from Sophia that apparently, didn't she say like during the day in certain clubs is still like a valuable slot or something?
Yeah, it's a coveted slot. So the Wednesday morning, depending on where the club is located, girls are fighting over that shift. So me saying that wouldn't even be like an insult because she said in certain places, that shift is very coveted. You would make a shit ton of money on that shift. And also, I think she said depending on the proximity to the airport. So there's like businessmen and they might have a layover and like. So yeah, calling a girl a Wednesday morning stripper isn't even really an insult because she said that she could be making $1,000 on a Wednesday morning. So you're not even insulting her.
Yeah, so I know TLC stands for the Learning Channel, but our little podcast is just as informative.
Yeah, I learned so much about strip clubs lately. Now that we've been focusing a lot on strip clubs and the reviews and everything, like I've learned so much. I feel like I'm a XX beast in training, right? I feel like I'm getting.
Yeah, we'll have to make like a meme of you, like an XX beast. Like Marvel Comics, George Masi meme.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. I feel like I'm following in the footsteps of one of the greatest, right? I'm learning so much about what it means to be a stripper, strip club connoisseur.
He's like the Christopher Columbus of Bush.
What? See, he's a goal. To say that you've been to strip clubs all across the country.
He's like the Magellan of KY Jelly.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Get it? Because he's Jellin, Magellan. Oh, anyway. That's a good
One day, though, I want us to track him down because I just want to talk to him. I just want to talk to him. I have so many questions, right? I just want, you know how people want to get an internship because they want to learn more about a career choice or whatever. I just want an internship with him. That's all I want.
If we get big enough, the word is going to be out on the streets. So we want to meet XX's beast. It'll get back to him somehow.
Yeah, you're right. He'll eventually hear about it because, you know, sometimes when we leak information, it gets out so quickly. And then we have threats and cease and desists and terrorist negotiations. Like it's a huge deal. So, yeah, at some point, somebody he runs into is going to say, wait, they talk about you on this podcast. And then, boom, we're going to have him on.
Yeah, and it's gonna happen. And then if we ever, I shouldn't say if, but when we do like a live show one day, I need to get that sweet. I haven't posted it publicly, but I need to get like a sweet Liz Lakers-esque merch t-shirt to wear.
Yeah, those shirts, I actually think those are perfect. So we need to save the links to those
Yeah,
because
for our
perfect.
Patreon subscribers, I'll put it in the chat, and y'all could see the merch photo that I created. At least like visually, y'all could check it out.
Yeah, they're amazing. They were so spot on. I was like, oh my God, I should order this now.
True. All right, well, it's almost 1 a.m. on a school night, so we should end it so we have energy for Friday.
Yes. Yeah.
Friday's a holiday.
True.
Good Friday, which is the perfect the perfect day to do a 90 Day Fiance Fridays podcast. Oh, and for anybody who was wondering before we end, there is no break for Easter Sunday. We will be watching 90 Day on Easter Sunday.
I told you all, they only stop on the Super Bowl. That's it.
So get your Good Friday and Easter Sunday church service out of the way because it's 90 Day later on.
Yeah, and we'll be on, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll be on. Trust. I'll eat dinner early. On Easter I have either ham or no, it's ham on Easter, turkey on.
Turkey.
Turkey. No, it's always ham on Easter. But yeah, I'll get it out of the way. We'll be there. So in case you really dislike your family, I have family I don't like. You can spend Easter Sunday night with us, right?
I'd rather spend it with you guys than with my fam, so go figure.
Right? Some people hate their family. I know I have some family that are very cult weird and strange. So yeah, I'll spend it with you guys.
For sure. I mean, the only people I would want to spend it with other than my podcast co-hosts would be either with Liz or with XXX Beast and his family.
What about Kara?
Well, Kara, as long as she can text me back, yeah.
Yeah, she would have to text you back, right?
Yeah.
Or we could spend, no, I was going to say we could spend it with XX Beast at a strip club, but it is Easter Sunday. I need to be a little more
You know,
reverent.
we'll have to look into, speaking of Kara, we'll have to look into strip clubs in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
There's some homework for you, Gina.
And we can also
yeah.
we can look into some of the clubs that she performs at too and get some reviews in there. She performs at a bunch of clubs over out there too.
Yeah, so
I'm sure he's made his trails all the way up to Oregon. So I'm sure, yeah.
yeah.
By the end of the year, we'll reach all 50 states.
I think he's
Maybe
already
even
been.
Alaska.
Yeah, I think he's already been to strip clubs in all 50 states. I think he's a connoisseur.
True. All right, well, I think we should end it on those notes. I thought this was still a funny podcast, so I can't wait to listen back to it tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, tomorrow, guys. Thanks for staying up late with us. Everybody, have a wonderful week.
True. And yeah, well, this was actually kind of like a low-key Patreon subscriber exclusive live podcast. So if you are someone that listens to this on Apple and Spotify and you were like, damn, I wish I could listen to it live, just join our Patreon for $5 a month. And then you could listen to us live on every single night that we go live.
Yeah, you'll never miss a live. You should do it. You should do it. Tell him George sent you.
True. All right. Well, we'll talk to
Join
you
the club.
on Fiance Fridays. Peace.
Bye.